I was talking to Jim Weiser after our first service this morning, and he was talking about how this is such a great day in the church, and it really all comes down to this. And I was telling him that it's absolutely true that I think about funerals, which is a weird thing to think about today, I know, but I would be powerless at a funeral. There would be nothing I could say that would give any hope if we didn't have a risen Lord. It is the only reason funerals have any hope at all. It is the great day of the church. Home. For most people, not everybody, that word evokes a lot of feelings, good feelings, love, comfort, laughter, security, warmth, and welcome. It means mom and dad, fun and games, good food, deep sleep. Or as Dorothy Gale puts it, she puts it best, there is no place like home. Easter means we are going home. In our text from Isaiah, Isaiah is addressing the Jews that are in exile. They've been cast out of their land. They are most definitely not in Kansas anymore. Babylon, a foreign invader, came in and destroyed everything in 587 BC. They sacked and destroyed everything. And after the destruction, the Jews were left with nothing. They didn't have a king. They didn't have a temple. They didn't have their city, Jerusalem, was destroyed. The walls around it were destroyed. There was no land, no sacrifice, no hope, and no future. In The Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home. There are magical words. They're words of hope, words of comfort. They're the words that Glinda the Good gives to Dorothy so that she can get home. She clicks her heels together. You remember that, don't you? There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. But if the exiles are to speak such words, they would be words of despair, words of anguish. There's no place like home. The exiles are far away from home, but more pressing and certainly more depressing is the fact that they are far away from their father. They are like the prodigal son in Luke's gospel. They are like those who demand their inheritance. Take it, run away to a far-off land and spend it all on wild living. Israel's list of sins is long and ugly. They worshipped other gods. They perverted justice, did wrong to the poor, and they spat in the face of their Lord and Savior. And so, on August 19th, 587 BC, Jerusalem was destroyed, and the Israelites were cast out. Some of us are also far from home, and more pressing and more depressing as we are far from the Father. But it is the way we operate. We are also exiles. We are stuck. And we, like the prodigal son, have ran off, left our Father. We sell our baptismal promises in bad and wild living, empty relationships. But God speaks to the exiles. In Isaiah 55:12, we hear this morning, "For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." Just when history seemed closed, controlled for those in exile, God sends His servant. A servant who is wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. And by His wounds, we are healed. And it is God's promise that through His wounds, all exiles can be brought back home. This is the promise of God's almighty word. And in verse 11, we hear that the Lord promises that His word will not return empty. It accomplishes that for which He sent it out to do. In Bethlehem, on Christmas morning, this powerful word of God takes on flesh. It takes on blood. It has a beating human heart. Jesus knows the bitter pain of exile. He was far from home, but more pressing and far, far more depressing, He was far from His Father. Remember the words of Christ on the cross. We heard them on Friday. My God, why have You forsaken Me? Christ was forsaken for you. Some of us have also felt forsaken. Maybe you felt forsaken when your husband or your wife died. Maybe when your child was buried or you lost your job or the doctor pointed out that lump or that spot. Others have felt forsaken ever since home has collapsed, maybe in debt, divorce, disease, or flood. But one could never, ever, ever overstate the promise of this day. Easter means we are going home. The Lord is risen. Because Jesus lives, we too shall live. Because He rose, we too shall rise on the last day, and He will take us home. Scripture calls it the New Jerusalem, a new city, the place of gold, where there will be no pain, no tears, no cancer, no sickness, no depression, no death, no end. Christ promises us. He says, "In My Father's house are many mansions, many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you." He goes to prepare a place for us. It's not a dorm room. It's not army barracks. It's not student housing. It's not the Super 8 Motel. It's not the Holiday Inn. It is far, far better. The Father welcomed home the prodigal son in Luke's parable. And so the Father also welcomes us home as well. The price is paid through Jesus Christ in His death on the cross. And the party is prepared in His resurrection. The sacrifice is complete, and the Father speaks through Christ to you, His children, saying, "This child of Mine was dead, but is alive again. This child of Mine was lost, but now is found. You have been found through Christ Jesus our Lord, our risen Savior." Amen.